Good morning. This podcast is brought to you by Motto Mortgage. At Motto Mortgage Prosperities, their mission is to serve their customers with honesty, integrity, and competence. Their goal is to provide home loans to their clients while also delivering the lowest interest rates and closing costs possible. Their pledge is to help borrowers overcome roadblocks that can arise while securing a loan. In short, let Motto Mortgage Prosperities work for you. They are not a bank. That means more transparency, more options, and less jargon. And because they believe in delivering exceptional customer service, Motto Mortgage Prosperities works directly with wholesale lenders to provide you with multiple competitive quotes. Your dream, your experience, Motto Mortgage. 3, 2, 1. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming, driving 2 hours. I appreciate it.
Heck yeah.
You might want to talk a little bit closer just so okay. We get everything good. But
okay.
So how's it going? So introduce yourself.
So my name is Katie Perry. I have a famous name, but I'm the OG.
The OG Katie Perry.
I'm the OG Katie P.
Find me on Instagram. Yep. Well, and it's funny. Doing podcasts and Instagram and Facebook, it really gives you a whole variety of folks.
Well, that's how we met.
That's how we met. I reached out to you. Listen, I call them the hustlers.
Yes, yes.
And it's a hustle these days.
Hashtag hustlers. Hustle harder. Yes.
Well, and it's true. I mean, you almost have to. I was just talking to some other guys about the hair business, and I'm like, you can be an amazing hairdresser, mm-hmm. but unless you're doing stuff on Instagram and Facebook and whatever other social media platforms there are now, sometimes you can get lost and not be found.
I'm actually really glad that you just brought that up, and I love that it was not planned to do this, because that's how I started. You and I don't know each other that well.
No. We don't even know each other at all. I guess we know each other enough that you...
Through Instagram.
Yeah, you felt safe enough to show up.
But yeah.
No, we don't know each other at all.
No?
That's why I invited you.
So what I started doing in my real estate career that I did anything but sell or buy real estate in that short time was marketing. And my broker approached me at the time to teach the older generation of their real estate agents how to use social media. Mm. And I think you're kind of the same way with your podcast. It was nothing I did for attention or for a paycheck or anything like that. I just did it because I liked it. And it turned into something I was able to leverage to make an income.
Well, and you're pretty funny. I love watching Joe Rogan, and he said that now these Instagram clips and these memes, they're really almost like little comedy skits.
Well, I have to ask you, have you discovered TikTok yet?
I'm not going to do it.
It's another commitment.
I can't. I just can't.
I'm obsessed. I'm absolutely obsessed. I only started, so I had TikTok for about a year, and I used to watch people. And I was like, who on earth would want to do this? This is hilarious. I love it. It's everything to music, to comedy, to movie clips, and people are just on the screen mimicking it. So you have to be really good with your timing. So it's like work.
And that's what I've been watching, because you've been doing these skits, and it's not even your voice.
No.
And I'm like, what is this lady doing? She's crazy.
Well, part of it's like, well, I am crazy, but that's why
crazy's reached out. That's right. Listen, I love it. I think, you know, you run into so many people these days. Like, you want to do a podcast? Oh, no. I don't have anything to say. Or, oh, no, I can't. I could never do it. It's like, lighten up.
Yeah. You know? I'm going to tell you, I'm sitting here looking at all your equipment, and it's intimidating. Like, I was like, wow, this is really, like, professional.
Well.
I'm impressed. Listen,
I could probably get rid of that. I could probably get rid of a couple of these mice here. But, I made the statement a couple podcasts ago. I had a good Kifa Sunborn. And I told him, I go, I'm just tired of being afraid.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of, like, what people are going to say, what they're going to, you know. It's usually, I think haters is a little played out. It's usually people that are just wishing. Instead of haters, I'm going to call them the wishers.
Okay.
They could do this stuff, or, you know, they have ideas.
Yeah.
But they're just, they can't get past, you know, the embarrassment.
Right. Right. Like, and if you're doing it with an expectation, you might embarrass yourself.
Well, you're funny.
I'm just honest.
Well, no, but I guess what I've been seeing these funny clips of you on Instagram. I guess these are your TikTok videos that you're reposting on Instagram.
For the most part, recently, yes. But because it's been taking me away from my Instagram and posts and stories and other stuff.
Well, I kind of was feeling, you know, I have 5 Instagram accounts, you know, 2 personal accounts, 3 podcast accounts, and I'm just kind of going through them. And every day it feels more and more like Instagram is just becoming a store.
Yes, I agree. I absolutely agree.
And then I got an Instagram survey. Did you get the Instagram survey?
No, I want a survey.
Yeah. Well, I was like, I'm not doing this. But then I go, well, let me see. What? Of course, I felt special, but I'm sure it wasn't that. But it was about, you know, these influencers. Mm-hmm. You know, if you see an ad for something, do you believe that this is something they use? Really kind of trying to give, I guess, Instagram a little more insight into this business that they have started, so to speak, with the ability to post a picture, and if you can create some popularity in yourself, being a value to them,
well,
or somebody.
Yes, yes.
So I took the survey, and I'm not influenced that easy.
Okay.
Are you?
I think that's up for interpretation.
Well, if I post a picture of me holding a seltzer, are you the girl that's going to go, oh my God, that looks so good, I'm just going to get that seltzer?
You know what? It all goes into your storytelling. That's why I said what I said. I mean, I don't know where you were going with all that, but I think there's a lot of things that people do wrong on social media, and I certainly would not, as far as business goes,
right.
I think there's a lot of things that people do wrong. But I can only honestly even say that is because I'm guilty of it, but I learned from it, and that's what I
Well, I have
others.
Never had any success in any of these Instagrams or Facebooks. I mean, I do a lot of pictures. Mm-hmm. You know, I post a picture and it gets 10 likes.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody posts the same picture, it gets 500 likes. I'm like, I'm just destined.
It's so frustrating.
I'm just destined to be a failure in social media.
That's not true. I think it depends on how you measure success.
Well, I'm kind of being joking.
All right, good.
Around. I'm not really.
I thought we were leading into something here.
No. You're right. And it's funny you said that because I've said that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm always redefining success. You know, when I was a little kid, my mom would say, you need to make a lot of money. You need to make big bucks. It
Same.
Was always about the money.
Yep.
And I'm not sure for me, I don't make big bucks. So I've kind of had to,
Same.
I've had to redefine it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, happiness, being able to have fun, you know, I don't want to be the guy standing on the wall at the middle school dance, not dancing because of what my friends are going to think.
I love that you said that.
I mean, it's really about having fun and just putting myself out there, whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about enjoying this. There was a lady that used to say that she's a human being having a spirit. No, she's a spiritual being having a human experience.
Yes, I heard that one.
And
I love it.
I was like, what does she have to say that for?
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vehicle.
Mm-hmm. It really is. I know too many people who are not open to the very profound thing that you just said. The first time I heard it, I don't think I understood it. And that was before I really kind of accepted the statement itself.
What age group are you?
I'll be 35 in May.
Okay. So I'm going to be 52.
Okay.
And the longer I go through this life, the more this life feels more like an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I've passed 50, it's been up until like 50s or so, it's been a life about me.
Mm-hmm.
And after 50, it's been a life more about like surrender,
mm-hmm.
like giving up, like, oh my God, I don't care what they think.
I'm
just going to do it. Sure.
Do you have kids?
I do. 3.
3. When did you become a dad?
Well, my oldest is 14.
Okay.
So 14 years ago.
My one and only is 8, and I asked you that because I feel the same way, and I was curious as to when your surrender started.
Well, maybe yesterday. No. My son said to me, I appreciate you picking me up, Daddy. And I said, I go, no problem, man.
Yeah.
This is my job.
Aww.
It's when I'm trying to fit in a self-centered life and trying to fit kids into that. That's a rough life. But when you kind of, or when I kind of surrendered and said, listen, this is what I do now, it's a blessing.
Ditto.
I love being a father.
Me. Well, I would say me too, but I'm a mom.
Well, you know what I mean. I love being a parent.
Yeah.
It is and I think you kind of go through life and then you get, boom, you get kicked. Like, either surrender or you're just going to be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a lot of people, especially young people, clearly. I think as we get older, we were like, eh, what do you need?
I mean, I'm a single mom, and dating after 30 with a kid, that is a... Phew, it feels like cruel and unusual punishment at times.
Well, I agree.
So I don't get it. I don't get it.
And I think the first part, you know, at this point, the most important thing is probably your kid.
Absolutely.
So when you're bringing people into your life, you know, it's almost not as important if you like them. Can they deal with kids? Mm-hmm. Will they like my kid? Will mm-hmm. my kid like them? You know, all these other kind of questions that pop up. And then, do I really like them?
Well, it's a double-edged sword, because the other thing I try to be aware of is I don't want my kid to feel like he's up for a job interview.
Right.
I mean, I don't have a dog, but if I did, I would like dogs way more than I like human beings. I think I'm just going in that direction.
Well, and then, you know, you also got to be careful, because you don't want your kid digging them, mm-hmm. and then you not.
Yep.
And then you almost have to, your kid has to break up with them.
Where's
old, you know, Billy? Mm-hmm. Billy won't be coming around anymore, Bobby.
Or the awkward moment when, like, they don't like the one that you're with, and they're asking you, what happened to the other guy?
Oh, my.
While the one that you're with is standing right there. It's like, oh, that's awkward.
Well, luckily this, because I am divorced, and but I'm remarried, but I never was, like, dating a ton of women. Mm-hmm. I go without, and then I met my wife, and then because I don't like to bring, mm-hmm. I don't like that, bringing people in and out of my kids. I didn't even bring anybody into my kids' life at first. It's always, you know, after a trial period, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Got to try them out.
Yeah. I haven't found that balance yet. I don't.
Sorry, there's people that, like, okay. Walk by these windows.
That's okay.
And I'm like, oh, my God, who's that? What's going on?
Oh, FOMO. What are we missing out on?
Did you, so today's a big day. We were the day after.
The day after...
The Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch it?
I watched it in an airport, and I texted my friend, and I said, who are we rooting for? And he said, oh, I'm with the 49ers. And I said, okay, cool. And he was like, who are you with? I was like, I don't know. Who are they playing?
Not good. You're not good. The good football partner.
So it depends. I'm a Ravens fan.
Okay.
So, but before that, before there was the Ravens, oh, so little backstory. I live and breathe football, if you know anything about my family. And if you've ever seen the movie Remember the Titans, I'm the little girl with the curly hair following her dad around.
Okay. Your dad was a coach?
He is still a coach.
Wow.
He's been a coach almost his whole life. He tried to retire recently and then got sucked back into coaching again.
Now, is he just like kids or
high
college
school football.
Or high school football? Okay.
But he has taught everything from peewee to... college level and done like college consulting and stuff like that. He should have gone pro, but he stayed home.
Well, it's definitely it's a lifestyle.
Football is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's a very loaded statement. There's lots I could say to that. But yes, I have three older brothers. Only one played football, but we are a football family. And before we had the Ravens, we just watched Notre Dame. Like there was no other football. My dad's an alumni from there.
Did you, real quick,
oh, yeah.
Were you disappointed to see Rudy doing commercials? I was.
Rudy's Rudy.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm talking about, the guy that played Rudy
yes.
doing commercials,
yes.
acting like he's Rudy.
Yes.
And I feel like that the end of that movie is so special. I don't know. I mean, every time I see it, I cry.
Same.
Every time. I cry. And it had a lot. It was a great story and a great feeling. And then to kind of go that way, I was like, hey, what did they do that for?
Well, I think there's something to be said about that, because he's always going to be known as Rudy. So, I mean, what else has he really done in his career?
He was Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
He was one
of the. But nobody remembers him for that.
No.
And that's unfortunate, because, oh, my God, what a franchise, right?
I guess my point was, it's just such a great story to do that. I didn't think it was necessary. But sorry. So you guys are big Notre Dame football. Did you guys show up on the weekends to paint the helmets?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. I've met Lou Holtz
in
person. That's one little bragging right there. Mm. And we went to his first last home game when he tried to retire. At
wow.
Notre Dame, and there's a picture of me and my brother in the stands.
Oh,
I don't think
wow.
I appreciated it then, but looking back now, I appreciate it. After I met Lou Holtz in high school, now I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, yeah. And I think, you know, sometimes we have to age to appreciate.
For sure.
You know.
You were talking on one of your other podcasts about the experience of living here at the beach and stuff like that. Being a parent, I can definitely relate to that because to me, Ocean City's like home.
It's yeah.
I spent most of my childhood, especially my summers.
Yeah. I love Rehoboth, but it's got its rough sides, you know. And I don't mean like rough part of town, but like when summer comes, it's brutal here. I mean, the traffic, the people, I mean, it's just, which is fantastic. But, you know, I've really become a big fan of winter.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't always, but just like the last few years, I'm like, God, this is really a special time.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm starting to kind of get a little dready for the summer just because it's happening.
Yeah.
It's like we go into Christmas and we're like, oh, gosh, the long winter coming along. Then by Christmas, then through New Year's, and the next thing you know, it's Super Bowl. Daytona starts, and then we're in the Masters, and next thing you know, I'm on the beach.
Yep, yep. So you're one of the locals that, like, dreads the tourists.
Mm.
I envy you. That's my goal.
You want to dread the tourists?
I want to be a local that dreads the tourists.
I don't dread the tourists. I just dread, you know what I dread is that everybody, and it happens to me. You know, mm-hmm. Especially when you have kids and you go somewhere, it's like, come on, everybody, Jesus Christ. You know, everybody's just on a schedule.
Yeah.
And when they're dealing with traffic and they're dealing with all the other people too, so they can get a little grumpy. So July, you know, summer's okay until about August. Then everybody's had it.
Yeah. Then the traffic's burnt bad. Out.
Yeah. So it's fine. I don't dread it. We appreciate it. I don't own a business on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not the guy that's like, you know,
hustling only like 3 or 4 months out of the year.
Right. Yeah. No, we work at 12 months out of the year.
There you go.
And, but, you know, it's fine.
Yeah. I went to New Orleans recently. And
is that where you just got back from?
No, actually, I just got back from Florida. I was in New Orleans working. And I do like promotional modeling and stuff like that, which sounds more glamorous than it really is. We sit there and sell beer, wine, and spirits to people. And sometimes we like do like pageants and stuff like that, Marsh motorcycles and cars and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I can tell because you're pretty girl.
Oh, thank you.
7 foot, blonde.
Only in my heels.
I'm like, oh my God, there she is. Look at her, she's 7 feet. I feel like a midget.
I feel like I'm just trying to recapture my youth sometimes because I always tend to be like one of the older girls. In my whole life, I was always drawn to pageants and like there was never ever any money in my family to do anything like that. We were busy following my brothers around doing their sports stuff.
Yeah.
So I never got to do that kind of stuff. So now I'm doing it. I love it.
Were you bummed out when the Ravens lost?
You know what? It was like Jackson had a cheat code.
Right.
And I feel like someone busted him or blew the whistle because I don't understand what happened. So long story short, yes, I'm disappointed.
Well, they you know, he's got one move and that's that run. And if they contain him, which they did.
Joe Flacco is somewhere laughing his butt off going, ha, 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 ha.
Well, do you remember last year when the Ravens were kind of in the play, I guess it was the playoffs, and they brought Lamar in, and then, you know, everyone's like, bring in Lamar, we hate Flacco. And then third quarters are like, Flacco. It's like, man, you guys have very indecisive up here in Baltimore.
Hey, you know what?
Well, so just to kind of clear the air, I'm a Cowboys fan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in New Mexico. I grew up in Albuquerque as a kid.
Oh.
So that was how I became a Cowboys fan.
Okay.
If I had grown up here as a child, I'm sure I would have been whatever, you know, Eagles, Baltimore. I do like the Ravens. Mm-hmm. I thought they were very boring with Joe Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
So I was never quite into them.
Mm-hmm.
But Lamar Jackson's been amazing.
He is a specimen for
And I was like, nobody's beaten the Ravens. Ravens are going to win the Super Bowl.
That's
and then here
said.
Came the Titans.
You know what, though? I will say this. I loved the Cinderella story of the Titans.
Me too. I was rooting for the Titans the whole way.
And I'm going to go on the record and say this. I hope I don't get like sued or anything by the NFL because we sat there right before kickoff during that game, the Ravens versus the Titans.
Oh, you got to go?
No. Like I meant like sitting around the TV,
okay,
like
okay.
Waiting for kickoff. And like me and some of my friends, we looked at each other like, I don't know, man, like they did this whole like pre-show special and they give both teams attention on the screen. And I was like, I kind of love the Titans' little story here. Like, I was like, I wouldn't be mad if they won. And then they won. Sorry, Lamar.
Oh, so it was your fault.
Oh,
you screwed it up.
I feel it now. All the hate.
Well,
sorry, guys.
Who was the quarterback for the Titans?
Oh, I don't know. I have to Google it.
So he was the quarterback for Miami when Miami did Hard Knocks on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
And what the fuck's his name? Only because I'm thinking about it, I can't.
I know
remember.
Now it's going to bother me. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, look it up. But he was the quarterback for the Dolphins, and that Hard Knocks, they were really struggling. And I think it was him and Mariota.
Mm-hmm.
No, Mariota, I think, went right to the Titans. Anyway, I really wasn't paying much attention. So when they pulled Mariota off and put Tannehill, that's it.
You got it. Yep.
Yeah. When they put Tannehill, all of a sudden that's when they got exciting, and I was like, and plus Tannehill, he had like tape around his hand. You see that? Like a piece of tape?
Yeah.
I was like, that is cool.
Yeah, you were right. I wanted to finish Googling it.
Yeah, so committed. I became a Titans fan.
I always root for the underdog. Me too. Like when...
Rudy.
There you go.
And now he went commercial.
There you go.
So now we call it the Tannehill story. Tannehill.
Well, like when the Saints went to the Super Bowl after Katrina.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Oh, my God, that city went insane. I remember watching it on TV. I was like, that's awesome. I'm still a Drew Brees fan.
I love Drew Brees. Well, the point of me telling you that I like the Cowboys is that, you know, of course the Cowboys were out. And then I'm, like, free to kind of like who I like. Mm-hmm. And as a Cowboys fan, they constantly disappoint. Unless you were back in the 90s. You know, they had some great seasons. But they've been slightly disappointing for a while. So
I wouldn't know.
I said a couple years ago, I said, I'm going to pick 10 teams I like.
Uh-huh.
So I did, and it makes football a lot more fun. You know, I really love football.
I love football. I do. I always have that one team that I hate, though.
Oh, yeah. Who's that team?
The Patriots.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry.
I smell Haterade in the house.
Oh, Haterade on steroids,
so,
yes.
Is it just because they win?
I don't... So, I think it's because they hold... Like, you know, I just said I like the underdogs. It's like they think they're better than everybody else. It's like the Yankees. I don't like the Yankees either. Nope. But the same mentality. Like, they always tuck their shirts in. They always have their pinstripes. Like, we're the Yankees. Who do you think you are?
Right.
The Patriots are kind of the same way. I'm not knocking the fact that they have, like, a winning record, and obviously they're doing something right. But I don't know, man.
Well, honestly, why else would we hate a sports team? Because they win. I mean, you can't, as personal, on a personal level, I'm sure they're all terrific, right?
Sure.
But on a game level, as an opponent, and they win a lot, we hate them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree. I'm not a big fan. I hate the Redskins. I hate
I'm just kidding.
The Deadskins and the Beagles. I don't like the Eagles.
Oh, I like the Eagles.
And everyone's like, oh, but Andy Reid, you know, this is the reason why they should. I don't care about Andy Reid.
One of my model friends, she is a Seahawks fan. And she had a fan at one of the events this weekend. They brought her a Seahawks bikini. And I was just like, that's awesome.
Yeah. Then they probably wanted to get her in it.
Well, I mean, eventually, I'm sure through the magic of social media, they will see her in it. But she was very excited to get it.
Well, that's cool. So when I decided to pick, you know, a bunch of teams, Kansas City was one of them. The Ravens was one of them. Mm-hmm. 49ers is one of them. Mm-hmm. Really, any team that wins a lot, I like them.
Okay.
So this Super Bowl, I was like, I like Kansas City. I've always really liked Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
But somehow this little San Francisco story started brewing up a little
started
bit.
Started tugging on your heartstrings.
Yeah, like,
same so with the Titans.
I was kind of rooting for San Francisco a little bit, but absolutely not disappointed that Kansas City won. It was such a great game.
I'm sad, though, that I missed the end because we had to board our flight. And by the time we touched down in Baltimore, they told us who won. And I was like, oh, it was going the other way when we left.
Yeah.
So
I felt bad for the Chiefs at one point.
Aww.
I was like, oh, my gosh, poor Patrick Mahomes. But my wife goes, oh, they're never going to win, you know, Kansas City. Because it was 20-10.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, 6 minutes. No, it's not going to happen. I'm like, 6 minutes? It's a ton of time. They scored three touchdowns in 5 minutes.
Mm. That's like when the Patriots went to the Super Bowl and had that huge turnover.
I think that was against Atlanta. I think it was like 28-3.
But I really wanted Atlanta to win because I didn't like the Patriots.
I'm not a Patriots fan. I mean, I appreciate them. I've got respect for them. They're obviously good, but I'm the same way. But honestly, when the season starts, you know, football season starts 2020, come on, Cowboys.
Okay.
And then we get a few games into it. You know. Let's go Cowboys and New England or Kansas City. And then as we start getting closer, then I start like, you know, because listen, if it was when it was, who was it last year? Was it the Eagles and no, Patriots and Seattle? I forget who it was, but I rooted for the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
When it's finally down to the game itself, I'll pick and choose.
I will never root for the Patriots, but if someone were to ask me, hey, who do you think's going to win? And like looking at the matchup and one of them's the Patriots, I'm not ashamed to say like, yeah, the Patriots probably going to win.
You'll put the facts out
blah,
there.
Blah, blah.
Well, and this whole, he posted this, Tom Brady posted this Instagram post of him walking down the tunnel. And everybody's like, oh, my God, what does it mean? And apparently it was this Hulu commercial that he was going to do.
I did see that when I was sitting at the airport. I was just like, oh, God, how dramatic are we going to be? Because everybody's waiting for the announcement of him retiring and if he's going to retire and all that stuff.
Oh, he's going to have to or he's going to regret it. He's going to get hurt. He's going to be like, damn it.
Well, I hate to see anybody go out like that because you got hurt. And I think their egos don't
ain't
want...
Ain't going out like that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about you.
Okay.
I'm going through my Instagram, and there you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you do some fun skits. And mm-hmm. So what is OG Katy Perry up to? What is this? What are you building?
It's really just a personality.
And is it just you having fun?
It's really just me having fun.
Okay.
It's really nothing. I mean, I don't want to say it's nothing because it has brought me some opportunity. I can't say that I started it out that way.
Well, you're good at it.
Thank you.
So I know it's more than nothing because you're good at it. And mm-hmm. someone told you you're good at it. Katie, you're good at this.
Thank you.
And you're going for it.
Mm-hmm. I am.
And you're singing. And you're voiceovering things.
Yes.
But what is like, do you want to start your own podcast? Do you want to build a brand? Do you want to
build
up Tostitos and say, look at me, Katy Perry's eating Tostitos.
I mean, at the right price, I would.
Okay, so... Okay, we just looked a little into the curtain.
Yes, yes.
Which is fine. I think that's great. But yeah. Teach me how to do it.
So if somebody, to teach you how to do it, you got to go back to storytelling.
Okay.
So when I was, I'm going to go back to when I was in real estate. When I was in real estate, I was motivated by money. I was in a relationship. I wasn't really doing a whole lot. I have a son with autism. You know, it was like, what was Katie going to do professionally? How was she going to make money? Went and got my real estate license. Loved it. Fell in love with marketing and realized I was kind of already doing it.
Marketing meaning promoting you selling houses.
Promoting me, selling houses, and then teaching others how to do the same thing. And it really was, it's all perspective. It's all really knowing yourself. And that really kind of opened a door because I was just focused on the task at hand. I wasn't focused on being a human being.
Right.
If that makes any sense. And then that opened up a door to this whole realm that I didn't even know existed. Like you learned about, you would hear about people, like, what do you mean you're doing personal development? What does professional development mean? What are you talking about? Don't you just go in and write contracts and sell houses? No, that's not what I do at all. And then you started, like, I mean, I'm an open book. So I've been in and out of therapy since I was a teenager. And then I started hearing words like life coaches and stuff like that. And it opened up a door. And then it opened up more doors because I wanted to teach other people to do the same thing through social media. I participate in several MLMs. And again, I said earlier that teaching people what to do is a result of learning myself firsthand on what not to do. Mm. And you were talking about like advertisements and stuff on social media. If people would stop doing that, MLMs would not be so taboo today.
Right.
And they are. They get a bad rap. They really do because somebody will post a before and after picture that's completely bogus and they forget how to be a human being. I know lots of people that participate in MLMs. They lost all their friends because you couldn't talk to that
person. What's MLM mean?
Multi-level marketing.
Okay. That's what
or AKA you'll hear people say pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
And it's not. People have turned them into them. They absolutely have because they forget how to be a human being. They go on social media. One day they used to post about their dog and their cat and their kids. And now all you hear, I'm going to use one of my MLMs as an example. Their Arbonne business. And they're like praising themselves. They're putting themselves up on a pedestal. They're shoving their quote unquote brand down everybody else's throat. And you don't see pictures of the dog and the cat and the kid anymore.
Right.
I think that's what I like about TikTok because it's silly. And you really can't sell. You really can't. I mean, there's people who attempt to do it and they lose followers and they lose credibility because people don't want to see that, right?
Right.
So, I mean, from the moment we sat down, we've been talking about my skits.
Yep.
About nothing else. if people would learn how to tell a story or share their story and continue to be a human being, they could have successful businesses.
Well, and someone said that you got to have put just something in your story every day. You know, there's like a...
Why?
There's like a... I don't know. That's what this person
right.
said.
I was engaged in the...
Oh, did you say right or why?
No, I said why.
Well, I guess that people... You know, and I had a guy that was on just recently. He's a young real estate agent. And I go, you know, create a character out of yourself. Figure mm-hmm. out, you know, find something that just because you sold a house, so say someone finds you, oh, this guy's a great real estate agent. Let's buy a house from him. You sell him a house. Mm-hmm. But then they turn in to see what you're up to the next day after the house is already mm-hmm. sold or bought. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the kind of thing that I think people are interested in.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
My buddy Matt, who's passed away, but he used to do this. Oh. Rob Waters used to do this great. Rob Waters from W Films used to just kind of follow Matt around and film him. And Matt was so, he had this great character.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh my shit, what's this guy up to today? Mm-hmm. I don't care what he's doing. I just want to watch him.
Right.
And I think that's, it's not easy to do that.
No.
You have to have.
You
got to
be willing
comfort.
To make yourself vulnerable.
Yep.
And that's something too many, I'm not going to say too many people. People sign up to do stuff like that, real estate, MLMs, whatever it's going to be, and they're not willing to make themselves vulnerable. It's uncomfortable for them.
Well, and I think you kind of exclude people. Like this mm-hmm. podcast, you know, we don't, this podcast isn't a perfect podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have perfect people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've said this lots of times, I like Joe Rogan's podcast, but sometimes Joe Rogan's podcast can exclude me. I don't fit in,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they're talking about whatever the hell he might be talking about that day. Sometimes I'm like, oh, that's interesting. But sometimes, like MMA,
mm-hmm.
MMA fighting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of it.
Mm-hmm.
When he brings somebody on, I'm like, I'll watch sometimes. But I'm excluded out.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think people will do that. They make it so perfect or such a, they're so amazing
mm-hmm.
that you're like, ugh, I don't fit in with this right. amazingness. So, even like the little skits you do, you know, your voice isn't perfect with the other voice,
mm-hmm.
but you put it out there anyway.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing we do with this podcast. People say, how much time do you spend editing this podcast? And I said, I don't edit anything.
Mm-hmm.
We say goodbye and I mm-hmm. upload it and away mm-hmm. it goes. So, you know, the warts, what do they say? The warts and the ingrown
warts,
hairs.
Yeah, warts and all.
Warts and all.
That's what my mom says.
And, but people can appreciate it. I always, the my favorite groups that I love are always the groups that I feel like I could sing and be part of the band. Like the Eagles.
That.
You know, when
yep.
when the Eagles are like, take it, Eddie, and you just, your mm-hmm. voice just fits right in. You're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
10th member.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are that's the kind of stuff I love.
Same. I like that too.
When I can participate.
Yeah. Or feel like be part of the process.
You know, these multi-level marketing things. I mean, mm-hmm. you don't want to say it's a pyramid, and I'm going to say it's a pyramid, but without being disrespectful. But mm-hmm. there is something to creating something,
mm-hmm.
sharing it with your friends,
mm-hmm.
them creating something,
mm-hmm.
and then that person being rewarded a little bit. Because mm-hmm. you initially started the group. I mean, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe people have taken it to a level where, you know, unless there is no finish and, mm-hmm. and all the people at the bottom, you know, like if you find some, remember the acai berry thing came out?
Yes.
What was that drink?
Did you say Akai? I always say Asia.
Asia berry.
I don't know. I'm probably saying it wrong.
Akai, Asia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But remember that thing showed up one day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's Asia berry.
Yeah.
And there was this drink.
The super fruit.
Yeah, the super fruit. And there was a drink and everybody was selling it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was drinking it.
Mm-hmm.
That was a pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you got in early, you might be able to make some money.
Yep.
If you got in late, you weren't making any money.
Yep.
So there are, they do exist.
They absolutely do exist, and I just call it what it is. So I think it's all based on someone's motivation. For instance, there are people that look at me and think that I'm crazy for being a representative for multiple brands.
Hmm.
Well, my thing to that is, like, does Target worry about that? Does Walmart worry about that? No, they sell multiple brands. I think it's all in your approach. If I sell Arbonne, but I also represent Monet, they have similar products. One has something that the other doesn't. But if I'm just sitting there sharing my story, or if you're sitting here telling me like you're having a problem with your skin and your scalp, there's going to be a reason I'm going to recommend one over the other. And that's completely genuine.
Right.
And I don't have to sell you on it. Here, try it. Or here, buy it retail. I don't care. But then you have the people who would be considered like higher levels up. You got like VP and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to be honest with you. If you wanted to sit down and have the conversation with me about the quote unquote business side of those stuff, I really am not very versed in it. I would turn you over to someone in my upline, as they say.
Right.
But that's just me. My only motivation is to work from home. Whether it's being a personality, being a spokesperson, you know, working my MLL business, I will never spam somebody. I won't do it. And there are people in my upline that get frustrated with that. Like, what's Katie doing? Katie's just doing Katie. And there's no rules that say that I have to do anything other than that. That's it.
I don't know if you saw last night, you know, the commercials for the Super Bowl, which I didn't particularly think were that great.
There were a few that I loved. The Google one had me crying.
That was a good commercial. And actually, I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Those fucking Google people, man, are smart.
Tugging on my heartstrings.
But there was a commercial last night for Procter & Gamble.
Mm.
Did you see it?
I saw the beginning of it. I walked up to go use the ladies' room because just to show
actually,
how engaging
it was. Actually,
I
thought it was pretty smart. You know, it started off as a Bounty commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time it was over, they had gone through every product I think that Procter & Gamble has. They were shaking. The little bear was like, my honey. Like he didn't have any, you know, shit in his fur. It was every commercial that every product they have. So they used their money and made one commercial that covered all their products,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was pretty smart. They got their bang for the buck.
Yep.
For sure. Well, the other thing that I was, you know, I think one of the biggest mistakes that people make with those multi-level marketing things, and sometimes I wonder if they know you're going to do it, is that a lot of people will hit up friends and family first.
Correct.
And get a little start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone's always, look at this person, she's doing so good, let's help her out.
Yeah.
Let's sign up, you know?
Yeah.
And then they sign up,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, that fades a little.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I always say this is the part where friends and family are done.
Yeah.
This is where you have to really dig in.
For sure.
And roll up your sleeves. Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes do you believe that maybe some of these companies might know that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's all based on word of mouth. And that's why social media is so valuable. And these companies know that. Like, I'm not deaf to it at all. Like, I know how it works. I'm going to say something controversial. Real estate's the same way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I have big opinions on that stuff. If I'm being honest, if I had to sell my house.
Katie.
Brace yourself. If I had to sell my house today, I would not hire a real estate agent. And not just because I'm licensed.
Oh,
but,
boy.
I mean, I wouldn't do it. I need a title company. I don't need anything else. And my buyer needs a lender.
Well, unless that's true.
I mean, there's so many people. It is. Like, if I go and become a real estate agent and learn that I can't even practice real estate unless I hang my license with a broker, and you can't be a broker until a certain grace period, and every state's different. I mean, you can't have one without the other. So what is that? That's a pyramid scheme.
Well, there is some. I don't know enough about it. So, mm-hmm. but yeah, it's got. Well, you know, there's some. You know, you want the company, the business to be around.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. When your ass gets some fire under mm-hmm. it, when you get in a jam up with a buyer or a seller,
mm-hmm.
you want a real estate agent around because...
You want their broker around.
Or bro. Yeah, whoever. Yeah. I don't know. I know that I've seen people try to sell houses on their mm-hmm. own, and then they get to a certain point, and then all of a sudden it gets sticky.
And there's a lot of things to say,
well,
for sure.
That's easy because you're a real estate agent.
Right, but I'll tell you
something. You've been through it.
Ever since I stopped practicing real estate, I get more inquiries and questions about real estate than I ever did when I was licensed. It's because they don't trust them anymore because there's too many real estate agents out there that have given the industry a bad name because they weren't working ethically. Sorry, it's the truth.
That's probably true.
It's a big reason why I got out.
I'm not educated in that,
mm-hmm.
but I'm sure with every good thing, there's some mm-hmm. bad apples.
There are bad apples, but there are also really good ones.
There's also, on the other side of that, there's a lot of people that are professional at buying houses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you'll see it. I've seen it with just a couple people. You know, we're selling our house.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great house, mm-hmm. great location,
mm-hmm.
a lot of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
They put it up for sale,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden there's nobody hitting it because mm-hmm. it's their emotional price.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then all of a sudden, you know, reality comes along
mm-hmm.
and they have to lower the price.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like then people put in bids and get you all excited. And now you're like, Jesus, you know, we're moving on. We got to get out of this house.
Yeah.
And so someone puts in a bid and you get all excited. Oh, we got a buyer. And then they pull out.
Yep.
And then they come back and they give you another offer and they lowball you. So I feel like that's this whole game.
It is. Oh, big game.
And then finally you've been worn down to a nub. You've been grinding down.
Just take it.
What do you want? And you end up selling the place for like $100,000 or $50,000 less than you were going to sell.
Yep.
And you're just happy. And sometimes I think a real estate agent or a broker, you know, might be able to say, listen, this is a game. I see it all the time. It's a business I'm in. Let me help you. So there are some great real estate agents out there or brokers.
Absolutely. There really are. I totally agree with that statement. I just think I saw a lot of bad apples, and I'm only speaking from one. I have a one-sided story. That's it.
Well, and this, so what was it, like 2007, 2008? I was working at a salon across the way, and the financial market was going crazy. I mean, you couldn't, if it had windows in the front door, you could sell it. And then the bottom fell out, right? And but up until that point, I mean, how many real estate agents appeared? Especially down here at the beach, it seemed like everybody became a real estate agent. Like, aren't you a car salesman? Yeah, I'm a real estate agent now. Yeah. Aren't you a golf pro? Yeah, I'm a real estate agent now. So,
oh, well, when I sat for my license and took my classes, there were plenty of people there just getting licensed just so they could sell their own house because they didn't want to pay commissions and stuff like that. I'm astonished by how many licensed real estate agents there are.
Isn't that funny when people, they just refuse to pay?
Correct.
I'm just so determined to just not pay somebody to help.
I'll do anything to save a buck. It's crazy. If you go down the route of using a real estate agent, you really should, if you really don't know what you're doing, and just pick someone who does it full time.
Yeah.
There should be no part-time real estate agents.
Well,
there shouldn't.
That's my, not a problem, but I must know 50 real estate agents between people that have been on the podcast, you know, kids in school, you know, I think, you know, and you mentioned it, you know, basically you want to try to be a stay-home mom. You know, you want a little bit more flexibility with your children. And you're not the first, you know, a lot of people like that flexibility. So I know, especially having kids, a lot of parents that are in that business. And
I think there's a lot of people who get into it and are not prepared to be business owners. They like never ask themselves that question. They thought they were going to get their license and it was going to be easy peasy and all their friends and family were going to use them. And they knew nothing about owning a business.
Right.
They didn't think about it.
Well, and there's a lot of hustle in that industry. And, you know, on a midday on a Saturday and you're showing houses down here at the beach, you got to be into that. Or, because I'd be like, I don't work on Saturdays. Or Sundays.
That's adorable.
Right. Oh, that's so cute.
No, really. Come show me these 10 houses now.
Right. And then you live at the beach, so it is tough. But I have a lot of great friends that are in the business, and I think they're all pretty awesome. But like you mentioned, there's some bad apples out there in the world.
It's just the bad apples that are giving the rest of them a bad rep, and that's what I think is unfortunate, because there are a lot of good people.
So when you started your, you know, kind of your like Instagram kind of life. How's it going? I mean, what post have you done that had the most reaction?
It would be the most recent one is the one from TikTok where it's the Cinderella story, the Cinderella song, and then it goes into like the hip hop song, and you like bounce and you go from like looking scrubby to looking like fabulous.
Can we do a TikTok video today, you and me?
Absolutely. Yes. Oh my God. I love that.
If it comes out really cool, maybe I'll get into it.
Okay.
My 8-year-old loves TikTok.
Are you comfortable with dancing? Because it's probably the easiest one to do. Okay. Yeah. I already know what we're going to do. I love that you asked that question.
Well, listen, I'm 52 with 3 kids. I've got nothing left. My cool is over.
I can't wait for my kiddo to be embarrassed by all the stuff I used to do on social media.
Well, and it's funny because as a 52-year-old dad, my dad wasn't this cool, so to speak. I mean, was your mom this cool at 35?
Oh, my God, no.
Right.
My parents were working like 9-to-5er type people. Well, my dad more than 9-to-5. Like his football career and teaching career, like he was never home.
Right.
But I mean, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I just mean like, he was a constant worker, but he was a networker.
It was definitely different back then. You know, I, So I have a 14-year-old, and he's like, you know, he's been my buddy. You know, me and my Davey were tight.
Oh.
But, you know, he's 14 now. He's 14.
Is he into, like, dating now and stuff like that?
He's got a friend. I can't call her girlfriend. Oh, she's not my girlfriend. Oh. But, yeah.
Full disclosure, I was boy crazy at that age.
Full disclosure, I was girl crazy earlier than 14. I woke up, I was born, I said, I'm girl crazy.
Now all I want is a dog.
I always say girls were my first drug. They made you taller, run faster, funnier.
Like, oh, boys.
Exactly. But he told me, he goes, I don't want to be that 14-year-old kid with a dad who thinks he's so cool. And I'm like, don't confuse my coolness with me just being happy.
Oh, see, now you're being sweet. Yeah, I hear that.
But listen, I'm a happy guy. I'm happy. Yeah. I'm happy to, you know, do podcasts. I'm happy to own a hair salon. I'm happy to post pictures. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah. I would tell my kid the same thing. Like, Mom, why do you have to do that? He hasn't done it yet. He's only 8. But I mean, just I'm not going to apologize for having a good time.
But it takes us to go through all that shit we went through
yeah.
to say, you know what? I don't care anymore. I just want to have freaking fun.
Yeah. And then people start, and then other people go through stages. First, they judge you. Then they envy you. And then all of a sudden, they're in your DM. Katie, what are you doing these days? Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I would say the purpose of my social media is. It's I want your attention, but I'm going to solicit it my way. And you're gonna start the conversation. And depending on what you need or what you're looking for, that's how we're going to either do business or have a relationship.
Well, what do they say? I don't care what they're saying, just as long as they're talking.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm sure I just screwed that up. But, you know, basically.
Yeah. As long as they're
engaging. Katie.
I just had it this morning. Katie, what are you doing these days? Because they saw me in Florida. Like, what are you doing? Where's Tyler? Well, number one, Tyler's with his father. Yeah. And then also, that's my kid. And it's I was working. What are you doing? Well, I'm doing promotional stuff. Well, that's awesome because I have something that I could use your help with.
Yep.
That's all you need to do. And it doesn't matter if it's shampoo. It doesn't matter if it's weight loss. It doesn't matter if it's can you help me put a video together? Absolutely.
Well, that's how this podcast started. It was one small business helping another. You know, I can't. There's a lot of things I can't do, but I can bring you in and chat about your business. Mm-hmm. You know, and I always say they're. You know, where's that Katie, the girl that's sitting in on the couch right now going, gosh, I want to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I hate being a dental hygienist or I hate whatever it is that we hate.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do something, you know, because they at some point are trying to redefine their happiness.
Yep.
They're trying to redraw that line in the sand of what they want to be.
Yep.
And, you know, it's people like you that go, yeah, this is what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect to be a zillionaire, but, you know, I'm
never
happy.
Yeah.
I'm at peace.
I think if I could, I think it's finding out what would make you happy, what your end game is. And you can generalize it by happiness and peace and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, we're all going to end up dead. And I want to be able to say that I didn't miss out on anything.
Right.
I think that that's what it is. And punching a clock every day, I did that for several years before I became a mom. And, you know, even if my kiddo didn't have his development issues that he ended up having has, I mean, I wouldn't have wanted to miss out on anything. And right. I think that that's the luxury of being as flexible as I am. Like, I'm willing to go hop on a plane to go tend a bar or participate in a show or organize an event to go make a little bit of money, knowing that I have that time right now and then come back in what I call my real life.
The key is just to not throw so many things away that when your kid finally moves away,
right,
we're not left with nothing.
Exactly.
Like,
you know what?
I wasted a lot of time.
That's actually something I've only recently started thinking about because, you know, obviously I have a family that loves me and they're like, well, Katie, what are you going to do when he's 18? I'm just like, I hope I'm still doing this, which is just, again, I'm going to generalize it, helping other people. It's why I went into real estate. It's why I went into, you know, marketing and stuff like that. I call it my ego. Someone calls me saying, Katie, I want to do that, what you did. And because I saw it on TikTok or Instagram, I'm just like, yes, like that's the win.
Well, the weird thing for me is that I've always considered myself open to trying things, you know.
Same.
Instagram, Facebook, I'll try it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm just like,
Well, what do you mean?
TikTok, I'm not sure I want to try it. I'm going to do it with you. I'm doing it with you for sure. But like, I'm like, oh, is that?
Just depends on what your goals are.
Yeah, I don't have any goals. I don't know what my goals are. Well, what's a good goal for me?
What is a good goal for you? Why'd you start to, let me, oh, I'm going to be the interviewer.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm in.
Hey, why did you start a podcast? What made you want to do such a thing?
To hear myself talk.
No. You do have a good radio voice.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And you sent me a nice text. I was like, oh, second person that's ever complimented me.
No. Hey, you have sponsors now. You're like the real deal.
Well, and it's always been, you know, I have to be careful. It's always been about trying to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, I know that it helps me as well. You know, we're building a business.
Mm-hmm.
I do like the fact of helping other people. Mm-hmm. I do like, you know, I always say I'm not really living until I'm, or unless I'm suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And people, oh my God, because I think that word is like a bit of a pre-existing condition.
Mm-hmm.
Not like I got hit by a car suffering, but I mean, you know, like I always say, if I could do what I want to do right now, I'd probably get under a blanket, lay on the couch and watch some SportsCenter.
Mm-hmm.
Everything after that is an inconvenience.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm just putting it out on paper.
Mm-hmm.
So, but me taking my time, trying to help other people, I like doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I can do it. It's something that I can do.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we're all kind of learning and kind of experiencing it together.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I like helping. I have, like I said, and helping others allows me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 5 days of the week so that I can enjoy the weekend. If it was all weekend, I wouldn't. It would be terrible.
Mm.
You know, I have to kind of work, bum around, you know, do podcasting and meet with people, which I do enjoy. But I always say if doing this becomes better than what I wanted to do, then this isn't even, I'm not creating humility with this anymore.
Yeah.
So I think it's really about just creating humility and just being available.
I like it.
It's a big word, humility.
Yeah. Not a lot of people understand what it means either.
No, they don't. And you say, oh, you can't talk about humility. That's not being humble. No, but I can share about how it works in my life.
Yeah. That it's taught you something. It's guided you through something.
Well, and I'm sure you'll come, and I'm just watching you. I'm sure you get to the point where you're like, oh, my God, should I do this? Oh, my God, this could just, this is really coming out of my comfort zone. And then you do it, and you're like, I feel amazing.
That's exactly what TikTok was.
Right.
Exactly. And then I look back on it and think about the stuff that I've done on social media alone, like Facebook. I mean, I remember back when it was MySpace. Like, MySpace was like, what was up?
Yeah. Oh, I love MySpace. Could put music
to
it. I
recently got rid of it.
I think I still have it. I don't go on it, though.
Yeah. And once I did it, and you get such a response, and it's easy, and it's not serious, and it's funny. I mean, you would be surprised, though. I only just started my very first video was on January 22nd, and the one that I posted, I watched other people for like a year before I posted my first video, and it's just skyrocketed. It's
now, what
insane.
Is it? What is a TikTok? Tell me, what is this? So, are you recording just a little clip, and then it kind of plays it back and forth, back and forth.
So the sound is pre-recorded.
Okay.
So let's say there's a stand-up comedian that does a famous skit. Kevin Hart's really popular on there. People use his voice and his skits a lot, and they're hilarious.
So they provide you with an audio skit.
Correct.
And then you have to provide the visual part of it.
Correct.
Okay.
For the most part, that's what TikTok is. There are other personalities out there that actually do their own audio, like they'll just hit the record button, and it, like people with like a southern accent are really popular because they'll say something witty or funny, and it'll be like a hillbilly joke or a Walmart joke, and that stuff is original. You have the capability of doing that, yes. But then, like, if I think it's funny and I want to use it on mine, I have the option to do that.
All right.
But there's nothing funnier than
what's our video going to be?
Oh, we're going to do a dance.
Okay.
I don't remember the name of the song, but I've been dying to do it. My one friend won't do it with me, so since you offered.
I'm going to do it.
It's like two-step and then like do your rolly, shake your head.
Shake your head. Is TikTok just really kind of for fun?
It really is just for fun.
Okay.
But like with social media and quote-unquote influencers, if you can get, like Instagram, if you can get 20,000 followers, what Instagram allows you to do is have a swipe up option. So if you, if you work for Charmin toilet paper and I have $20,000 followers or more, you are technically now an influencer. That's the magic number. That's the sweet spot. So if you want to partner with me, say, hey, I'm going to offer you a code so that people can go to my website and use your code to get a discount on toilet paper, I can do that through my website. And when you use my code for the discount, I can be possibly be given a commission.
Okay.
So that's how influencers make money, or a way that they can. Now with TikTok, apparently, I'm still learning about TikTok. The magic number is like 250,000 followers. That's a lot. That's a lot of people.
I think we're going to hit it today. Okay. This is the day.
I'm going to go from 2,700 to 250,000.
I think so.
Okay, well.
I feel confident.
Okay, I'll remember.
Well, listen. Let's do the video.
Okay.
I'm going, because we've gone over an hour.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that don't matter to me.
This is a lot of fun.
No, this is great. I mean,
if I start a podcast, will you come be my guest?
Yeah. Okay. You should podcast under the Robo Social Podcast Network.
Okay, let's do that.
I'll put you in front of some people.
Awesome. See? Business helping business.
Well, that's what it's all about. Well, listen, Katy Perry. OG.
OG Katy P.
OG. OG Katy P.
It's OG underscore Katy P. KATIE.
That's your Insta. What's your TikTok?
Oh, same. OG Katy P. Okay. I was so happy it was available.
OG Katy P. Uh-huh. And we're going to do a TikTok video.
We're going to do a TikTok video.
And we'll find out what people think.
Okay.
So will you come back sometime?
Absolutely. This was so much fun.
I'm sorry that we got our schedule a little screwed up, but I appreciate because you drove a little ways.
I did.
So I appreciate
that.
I'm
like a non-local. Am I like your first non-local guest?
No.
Okay.
But 2 hours is probably the farthest someone's come.
Awesome.
So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. I had so much fun. Yay.
All right. And we'll post everything in the description. All right. Well, listen, have a great day. Did you like coffee out of a blue cup?
That was pretty cool. My Pepsi cup.
All right, Katy, have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.